And here's your prescription.
I know just the pharmacy to get this filled.
Who are you?
A pharmacy benefit manager. A middleman your insurer uses to decide which medicines you can get, what you pay, and sometimes even which pharmacy you should go to.
Why can't I go to a pharmacy in my neighborhood?
Because I make more money when you go to a pharmacy I own.
No one should stand between you and your medicine. Visit phrma.org/middleman to learn more. Paid for by Pharma.
Sounds like you want to bang an animal. It's got to be a dolphin. Everybody keeps sending us all the stuff that dolphins attack us for sexual purposes sometimes too. So yeah.
Also an email in there.
Throw that old man into a tank and see if a dolphin takes care of him.
Dolphins are the only animal that has sex for pleasure. We've heard bonobos. We heard that from Jack Hanna a lot.
Well, and us. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think there's a couple other primates that do it just for fun.
Yeah.
Macaques?
No, people dressing up like animals is not zoophilia.
No, what's the name for that? Is it furries?
Yeah. Furries, right.
Is there another name for it? Or is that just a furry thing?
Yeah, that's the common name you hear.
Well, and a lot of those people are dressed up like characters.
Right.
Not just like trying to look like an actual lion.
Well, I think if you
it's not just a furry thing, it's also a role play thing or a cosplay.
Yeah, and I think you cross the line between cosplay and furry when it becomes sexual. Like, right. I think there's a lot of people that dress up as characters for, like, those conventions and stuff, but it doesn't have anything to do with sex.
They're not sex people,
the furries?
Right?
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, I think if you're just doing the cosplay stuff...
Oh, yeah, that's not necessarily it's not always sexual.
Right.
It can
right.
be.
Yeah,
right.
Some of those tails are attached to butt plugs.
Oh, sure.
That stuck to the tape?
Yep.
They are.
So if you pull the tail, the butt plug flies out inside their costume? Hey, why don't you pull my tail? Yeah.
Fool me once.
Yeah, you got to put it back in then every time, you know.
Yeah.
Reach through a hole.
It's like an ultimate pull my finger.
Yeah, that's easy enough, isn't it?
What was the one? There was a flurry convention in Pittsburgh. I remember there were stories where people were pissing into plants because they took it seriously. The people were dressed as dogs and stuff like that. They were just peeing into plants. Yeah, in the lobby of the hotel, right? Yeah.
Couldn't they just use the litter boxes that were conveniently provided in all of the bathrooms?
There's litter boxes in high schools now. Kids are becoming cats. Yeah, yeah.
I saw it on the internet.
That's what the Republicans said.
Shout it in the halls of Congress.
Right, yeah.
Now, those were mostly state legislators.
They still catch a douchebag once in a while saying that on the state legislature. It's an old white guy, old white conservative douchebag says, and kids are peeing in litter boxes in high school. No, they're not. No, they're not.
I mean, if it's part of your costume, then you got to bring your own litter box, I think, you know. But good for you if you commit to the bit that far.
Lay a big dump in your litter box.
Right there in the lobby of the hotel where the convention's happening, just out there dumping in the litter box. And then you got to have somebody else who's committed enough to scoop it for you.
Now I'm picturing, you know, if you could see through a costume, I'm picturing a string from the tail to a butt plug. I'm picturing that, Nick. Thanks for that visual. Just like
you're
pulling
welcome.
On that thing.
I mean,
pop.
You order one in your
pop.
Size.
Come on,
pop.
that bit the
oink,
big
oink. It says oink.
The big Comic Con in San Diego. You think somebody hasn't done that? Come on.
Oh, I got to figure that's pretty common.
Yeah.
What had the tail attached to a butt plug?
Attached to the tail.
Yeah, of course.
I mean that's just made up.
Yeah, that thing's a huge event. It draws thousands of people. Somebody is doing that bit.
Yeah, why not? They're like Indiana Jones doesn't have a tail, and you're like this one does.
No, get on Amazon and look for butt plug with a tail, and I bet you find 1,000 of them.
Yeah.
Okay, here goes.
What's his algorithms on his computer, man? Yeah. What's up with that? What's up with this this pussy guy? Yeah. We gotta look into his algorithm. Oh, he's a producer for Todd and Tyler.
Yeah,
okay,
there you go.
Never mind. We got it.
Bunch of
we
them.
Oh yeah, different.
Bunch of them. Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Most of them look to be fox tails.
I've seen this image pop up a couple of times on one of those like compilations of like embarrassing texts or whatever.
Right.
Some girl texts her friend. She's like, "You need to come pick me up." She's at this apartment of whoever this guy she's seeing, and she's like, "He was out of toilet paper. The toilet was broken or something. So I turned it in the litter box."
Oh.
And then he asked me if I did, and I denied it. And then he said that his cat died the previous week.
Whoa.
So, you need to come pick me up.
Are those actual fur? Actual fox fur?
No, I'm sure not. But some of them, you can get ones that look like rabbit tails, ones that look like little devil tails.
How about little raccoon tails?
Something similar to that, yeah.
Haven't we seen? We've talked about like the taxidermy butt plugs that have like, you know, squirrel heads on the other side.
Oh yeah, we've seen those.
Those are weird.
Duck heads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the tail's less weird than that.
Yeah, many of them come with a matching set of headgear of like horns
or
something.
Buddy. You want to shove a butt plug in there? Go for it, man.
No, I should get the devil tail when I go to the Sun Devil game.
Not me.
Oh, there you go.
That's what it sounded like.
It did sound like it. Go ahead.
It might be.
I'm not going to be bent over forever.
I think it would be uncomfortable sitting for an entire game.
Oh, you just have to stand and cheer your devils.
With a butt plug in.
Well, I mean, if you sit, they got seats, bleachers.
I could be one of those jackasses that stands the whole game.
Yeah.
And then the guy tells me to sit down, sir, I have a butt plug in. How do you think this tail is staying on? I can't sit.
And
with
then
this
Ryan,
butt plug in.
Ryan's standing next to you going, Dad!
Go Devils.
A lot of Jimmy Carter dong checking in. I did say a Flurry convention. That's
that's
kind of Nick goes to. It's a McDonald's Flurry is how it goes to.
Yeah, yeah, I was thinking Snowflake when you said that.
No, I said furry.
That would be a Mick Flurry convention.
Oh, you were thinking of
Matt's
the
got a good
condition.
Point, though. I think it is
flurry.
Like people like dressed up as snowflakes, bunch of
leotards.
I think
it makes more sense if it is sexual for these people. And I think that's more normal than just people standing around dressed like animals.
I don't understand how it works with the furries, though. Do they take the costumes off and bang, or do you both bang while you're wearing the costumes?
I think
both,
they try,
probably.
Yeah, I think they keep the costumes on as much as possible.
You got to have a little trap door.
I mean, it's part of the deal.
Yeah, so is there insertion?
Well, if there's sex.
Yeah.
I would assume so.
You better make sure they got the parts you want, though, you know. Some dude bends in, you don't know. I mean, you don't know if there's a wiener in there, man.
Well, yeah.
Do you let that get in the way if you're pretending to bang a cat?
You may have.
Yeah, I'm not gay.
Have a conversation.
It was a female cat that
I don't
that
know what's
guy
in, I don't know what's in that.
Me.
I don't know what's in that costume, but I ain't gay. I just want you to pretend you're a groundhog.
Normal stuff.
But I ain't gay. I like women groundhogs. All right. That would be the line you draw, right? Yeah. What's in that costume? I don't know.
Right. Yeah, bestiality guy didn't address that.
No.
No.
The proponent of bestiality. Where was
but
he from?
But these flurries
Princeton?
Are not.
Princeton, yeah.
Princeton, yeah.
He'd been there since like 99. He'd been there for like almost 25 years saying, hey, banging animals should be cool.
He's got tenure.
This Journal of Controversial Ideas seems pretty wonky.
What is it?
Shocking.
That's real hardcore. It's
the
not
word
that
dare not speak its name. This essay asked, when does our effort to avoid offending students interfere with our ability to teach them? Sex and sexual orientation, gender and sexual preference, or what we call the, quote, folk conception of sexual orientation. It seems like a lot of, like, thinking.
Oh, yeah, we don't want to do that.
Identity representation in the canon in classical music. Like, oh, no.
But
that's controversial.
Probably,
who's going to get upset about that?
They could teach that in Oklahoma or Florida because it doesn't say white guys are bad.
Right.
Doesn't say white guys did
can't
anything
have that,
bad.
Man. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the zoophilia one does stand out.
As well as
stuff. And then zoophilia is morally permissible.
Yeah, if you're scrolling that website, your eyes should stop on that one for a minute. Go, wait, what?